The EPL show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by BetSGPN. BetSGPN is where you'll find all the best sportsbook promotions and deposit bonuses. Just head over to BetSGPN.com. BetSGPN is your home for online sports betting. We're also brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. NBA, college basketball and the NHL, they've got you covered. Just go to BetQL.com and use the promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com and the promo code SGP30 for 30% off. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors providing insights, analysis and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you never miss a pick. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. And finally, we're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no VRG betting. That's right, no VRG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com and the promo code SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can check me out at my website, lockbetting.com. Correction from the EPL show. We did not hit £3,000 this month on lockbetting.com. We hit £2,800. I recalculated that. It was a mistake pointed out to me, and we hit £2,800. That's still good for over $3,500 for the month of February, a 28-day month where we landed an average of one unit per day for our clients, which included winning nearly every day in the NBA, a 15-1 day on the 21st of February, landing a 6-3 result in our futures for the Australian Open, including picking both of the winners, going 10-2 overall with winning days. 12-2 for winning days overall with the Australian Open. And of course, we are on a 26-4 day winning run in tennis, meaning we've landed 26 winning days out of the last 30 days we've played tennis. We are back on track with the soccer. The podcast alone, you can see the last EPL show went 5-2 in midweek. Prior to that, last week's show went 8-2. Last week's Bundesliga show went 7-2, including landing a hint lock on Wolfsburg. Obviously, I gave that away as a lock because I do have an urge to bring the locks back. So if you guys start leaving your reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast, I will start to bring the locks back here because I do want to give you guys the locks. But as I said, lockbetting.com. I'm going to hit that hard with the promo here at the start of the month because it is the best time to sign up, because if you wait until the middle of the month, you will get charged for the full month anyway. So why not get on board with everything, all the stuff we're doing with the NBA, with the picks and the props, the NHL hitting at 73%, the tennis, as I said, 26 winning days out of the last 30, destroyed the Australian Open, back on track with the soccer. We have the UFC card this weekend. I will be doing an edition of the fight show. We are also doing well in boxing as well. We had a 15-3 run. We have dropped from that a little bit. We have split our last 8 picks in boxing, but as we are landing a lot of plus money winners, we are still making a profit there as well. So there is no better time to sign up than the start of the month. We have so much stuff coming up. We have all of the conclusion to the end of the soccer season with the domestic leagues. We have the Champions League, the Europa League. If you stay long term, that will run into Euro 2021. We have more tennis coming up. We have tennis majors coming up, of course, with the French Open and Wimbledon, if you stay long term, that is again. Of course, the NBA regular season. We have MLB coming back. We have an MLB expert on board. We have an NHL expert on board that's hitting 73%. So as I said, lockbetting.com is the place to go. The Soccer Gambling Podcast has also just charted second, as the second best soccer podcast to listen to. There's a retweet on my page at the moment. This was sent to me by Sean and Ryan, and it's good to get that recognition, because sometimes you do this show and you feel like, you know, you're not getting the recognition that you deserve. But as I said, it's now charted in the top 25 football betting podcasts available over at feedspot.com, and as I've mentioned numerous times, I want you guys to pass on the word of mouth, to listen to the show, and I want you guys to leave the reviews, not just because I want the reviews there for my ego, but because it helps the show. It helps the show chart higher. We broke into the top 40 for most listened to soccer podcasts, but we can break into that top 25 at some point, or maybe even the top 20, with more reviews, more word of mouth, more listeners, etc. So I understand everybody did stuff for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, but I need the reviews here for the new feed here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast as we look to grow this podcast over the coming months as we head towards Euro 2021. Moving on with this week's Bundesliga show. Obviously, much like the EPL, this is a title race that isn't going to happen this season. Bayern Munich, like Manchester City, have won the league, and we are playing for other things like second place, European spots, and teams trying to avoid relegation. But things are quite tight in those areas, so we still will have an interesting end to the season. We begin with Hoffenheim here at home to Wolfsburg, where Hoffenheim are one of those teams that have got nothing left to play for. They're not going to go down. They're not going to get back into the European spots this season. And they've been knocked out of the Europa League, disappointingly, to Molde. They are the 9-5 underdogs here in this game. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 11-8 on Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg are worthy favourites here, given what they have left to play for this season. They are legitimately chasing down a Champions League spot, and that would be a monumental achievement here for Wolfsburg. I look at them as the Leicester City of the Bundesliga, because they have overachieved not just this season, but last season as well. I'm going to take Wolfsburg to win this game because there's more on the line for them. Hoffenheim have only won once in their last seven games in all competitions. So despite the fact they added an improvement in form, they have had another dip again. Wolfsburg have lost only two of their 23 Bundesliga matches this term, and they came to the big two in Dortmund and Bayern. And it's Wolfsburg team are defending very well, having only conceded 19 goals in their 23 league assignments. And because this is a high-scoring league, that is a really, really good record. So I'm going to take Wolfsburg here to win this game at the nice price of 11-8 in this one. Moving on to Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Leverkusen. It's very interesting here that we have these games on this weekend. Obviously, the weekends match up and correspond. So the corresponding weekend, we had Dortmund at home to Bayern Munich, and we had Leverkusen hosting Mönchengladbach. So we get these fixtures again. It's a big weekend for the Bundesliga this weekend. Borussia Mönchengladbach are available at 6-4. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 6-4 also on Bayer Leverkusen. So they can't split these teams in this spot. But Gladbach are in an absolutely horrendous this run of form, and it looks like they're definitely not going to re-qualify for the Champions League this season. Leverkusen are staying in touch, but they're also in a very, very bad run. They've won one of their last six, losing three of those games, and this Gladbach team have lost four of the last six. So these two teams are very, very much out of form, and their Champions League hopes are fading, but they're not fading as much as they should do, because Borussia Dortmund are also a team that are showing massive inconsistency, and that has allowed Wolfsburg and Eintracht Frankfurt into the race for Champions League position. It's becoming a very, very realistic possibility that one of, if not all of, Borussia Mönchengladbach, Leverkusen and Dortmund could actually miss out on the Champions League this season. My lean for this game is to take Leverkusen as a pick. They are the lesser of two evils here, even though both teams have had a very, very poor run and both teams exited the Europa League recently. I just think Leverkusen are the better team. I wouldn't be surprised at all if this plays out as a draw, as these sides have drawn 16 Bundesliga matches between them. So I don't want to be on the money line here. I do want to be on a pick. I do want to get my money back if it is a draw. But I just want to fade a Gladbach team have managed only one win in their last eight. I also like both teams to score here, but it's at under minus 200. It's at 4-9. Both teams have scored in 18 of Borussia Mönchengladbach's 23 league games this season. So that's heavy supporting data. Perhaps you can parlay that in for something if you really want to have an interest in this game. And this will be a good game. I mean, if both teams turn up here and play to their potential. But I think at the moment, Gladbach are just in an even worse run of form than Leverkusen are. And I think the personnel at Leverkusen is better. I think Gladbach overachieved last season. I think Leverkusen did what they were supposed to do. And at the start of the season, they didn't miss Kai Havertz at all. It wouldn't surprise me to see Leverkusen invest in some sort of creative midfielder in the summer, because obviously that void hasn't been filled, even though it did look like it was prior to the Christmas period, where Leverkusen started the season unbeaten prior to losing the final game of 2020 at home to Bayern Munich in the 94th minute. And they'd never seemed to psychologically recover from that, because they came out into the new year really, really poorly. And they've had a few peaks and valleys, but other than that, it has been a very, very poor 2021, and it has been for both of these teams. Although Gladbach did start the year very well, beating both Dortmund and Bayern Munich at home, their 2021 has been generally poor, especially the month of February. So very, very difficult game to pick. I would lean towards the goals, and I would lean towards Leverkusen as a pick, but please don't play them on the money line, because I have no confidence in that at all. This game could easily play out as a draw. Moving on to Eintracht Frankfurt at home to Stuttgart, where Frankfurt are the 19-20 favourites. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 11-4 in Stuttgart. Stuttgart beat the worst team in the league last week in Schalke. Schalke didn't even make that game competitive. That was one of the picks I got wrong last week. But it doesn't necessarily fill me with confidence that Stuttgart are a great side. Eintracht Frankfurt are on a great run of form at the moment, and I do expect them to win this game. I think there's value on them winning this game here at close to evens. They have won 6 and drawn 5 of their last 11 league home games, whereas Stuttgart have dropped points in 6 of their last 9 matches, and they don't have one of the best away records in the league any longer, as they have started to slump away from home. It's still decent for a team who've just come up, but it's not one of the best now. And both teams have scored in 19 of Frankfurt's 23 league fixtures. So you can expect Stuttgart to be able to find a net, but I think Frankfurt will have too much for them, and they'll continue to win here in this one. Moving on to our next game here, and we're looking at Hertha Berlin at home to Augsburg, where Hertha Berlin are available at even money. It's 12-5 the draw, and it's 29-10 on Augsburg. These two teams are very, very poor. Their recent form would have put them in a relegation battle, but the starts to the season that the likes of Arminia Bielefeld had, and Schalke and Mons, have put them safe. You could even throw Cologne into that conversation. Augsburg actually started well, but they had a significant drop off. Hertha Berlin have just picked up points at certain points of the season, but they're not having a great time of it either. They haven't won in their last 6, losing 5 of those. And Augsburg have actually won 2 of their last 6, and actually 2 of the last 3. So I would think they would be the favourites here to win at Hertha Berlin. But I'm leaning towards the under here in this one. I'm not seeing many goals. Hertha Berlin have managed to get themselves sucked into a relegation battle. And I would think both of these teams don't want to lose to the other. I think that Augsburg would be more happy with a point here and taking the point away from Hertha Berlin. I mean, there could be an upset when you're looking at this on paper, considering Hertha Berlin have lost 7 of their last 11 home league matches. And Augsburg have actually only lost 3 of their last 6. But I just lean towards this one being a low-scoring, drab affair, especially when you're looking at Hertha, who have had a real inability to find a net as of late and are winless in their last 9 league assignments. So I don't think the draw would necessarily be a bad result for them. Even though on paper they have far better personnel than Augsburg, I think when you're in this kind of form, you just need to cling on and grab as many points as you can before you get sucked into a relegation race, because Mons are improving. Despite the fact tonight's result against Schalke would be considered a bad result, yes, they're away, but Schalke are missing a lot of players, and Mons have had some decent results as of late. I think they would consider tonight a disappointment, but they are still up and coming. They are still a team on the best run down the bottom, and they will be looking ahead at Hertha Berlin, at Cologne, and teams like that to see if they can get themselves out of this relegation situation and out of this relegation playoff spot at least. But ultimately, I think there are worse teams than Hertha Berlin, and Hertha Berlin won't go down, at least not this season anyway. Moving on to our next game here, and we look at Freiburg hosting RB Leipzig, where Freiburg are available at 4-1. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 4-6 on Leipzig. Leipzig are looking like they're going to win the mini league here for second place, and I expect them to win this game here against Freiburg, despite the fact that Freiburg do come into this in relatively decent form, having won 3 of their last 6 games. But Leipzig have only lost 3 of their 23 Bundesliga matches this season. Both teams have actually scored in 5 of Freiburg's last 8 matches, and Leipzig have conceded in 2 of their last 3 league wins. So even though Leipzig have a decent defence as far as the Bundesliga goes, I do think that Freiburg will be able to find the net here. And there's some serious value on taking Leipzig with the win and just tacking on both teams to score here, because that does get you up to 5-2. So that's plus 250. But ultimately, I think Leipzig win this game and try to secure second spot for themselves. So I think that will be the official pick here for this one. Moving on to the Bundesliga game of the week, possibly Europe's game of the week, it sees Bayern Munich hosting Dortmund, where Bayern Munich are the 3-5 favourites. It's 18-5 the draw, and it's 4-1 on Dortmund. The obvious play here would be to, well, there's a couple of obvious plays. The obvious play here would be to take the goals, but the goals are obviously at a short price. You need to tack on both teams to score onto an over 2.5 just to get that at 3-5. So that's the same price that Bayern Munich are to win this game. But I think you're safe doing both. I think you're safe taking Bayern Munich here on the money line, and I think you're safe taking both teams to score coupled up with over 2.5 goals, because I don't see any match between these two teams in this current climate where we don't see 3 goals, and I don't see Bayern Munich keeping a clean sheet against Borussia Dortmund when they're conceding so freely to other teams here in the league. So I think there's actually value on taking over 2.5 of both teams to score at 3-5, and there's value on taking Bayern in the money line. Bayern raised to the occasion, despite the fact they've had some poor results this season. We've seen them rise to the occasion in the Champions League. We've seen them thump Atletico Madrid by 4-0. We've seen them beat Dortmund already this season. There's some things that are just certain in life. Death, taxes, and at the moment, Bayern Munich beating Borussia Dortmund, despite the fact that you can make cases for Dortmund and say their form has improved and look what they did away to Sevilla and they look like they've turned the corner. Somehow, no matter what kind of form Dortmund are in at the moment, when they come up against Bayern Munich over the last few years, Bayern Munich win the game. Plus, a lot's been made of Bayern's form. I think their defence has been the big problem. They've actually won 8 and drawn 3 of their 11 league home matches. Now, that's a relatively decent record for most teams across Europe, but Bayern should be winning more than 8 of their 11 home games in the Bundesliga. When you consider they haven't even played Dortmund yet, that means there have been 3 games this season where they have failed to beat far inferior opposition on their own patch this season. So it hasn't been vintage Bayern, but as I said, despite the fact it hasn't been vintage Bayern, despite the fact they concede a whole lot of goals, way, way more than they should do in this league, more than a goal a game, they'll still somehow manage to find a way to beat this Dortmund team. Five of Dortmund's 8 league defeats this season have come away from home. Both teams have scored in 18 of Bayern's 23 league affairs this season. That's way, way too much. As I said, Bayern Munich are struggling defensively, and 5 clean sheets in the league isn't good enough for a team who are considered to be one of the favourites for the Champions League, one of the favourites to retain the Champions League this season. Obviously, Bayern Munich are going to comfortably win the title. There is no way anybody's going to come from behind. And as I said, Dortmund are improved. They are on better form. They are on a run of 4 straight wins in all competitions. And Sancho and Haaland look good. But to me, that just says that they'll be able to hold up their end of the bargain and be able to find a net here. And we'll see a high scoring game. I think over 3.5 will cash easily as well. But at the end of the day, whether it be 2-1, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2, 5-3, 6-5, I think Bayern Munich will win this game. I'm taking Bayern on the money line. And I think that the most comfortable cash will be over 2.5, coupled with both teams to score. There's some good value there taking that one at 3-5. If I was locking anything, I would probably go with that one for this week's Bundesliga show. Moving on to Sunday, and we're going to breeze through these games. Imagine working hard all week. Imagine you have to work Saturday, but Sunday is your day off, and you're looking forward to watching some football/soccer action, and you have to watch Cologne versus Werder Bremen and Arminia Bielefeld versus Union Berlin. Real sucky games here on Sunday for Bundesliga fans. Cologne are a 2-1 underdog at home to Werder Bremen. It's 11-5 the draw. And it's 6-4 on Werder Bremen. It's a difficult game to call here, really. Cologne could get sucked into the relegation issue. Werder Bremen really have nothing to play for, but they are the better team here. So I'm going to lean towards Werder Bremen, but only as a pick. And that is available at 9-10 here. Cologne have lost 3 Bundesliga games in a row, which is why I'm fading them here. Whereas Werder Bremen have suffered only 3 defeats in their last 10 league matches, but they do draw quite a few games. They have only won 2 of their last 6, drawing 2 of their last 6 as well. And Cologne have failed to score in 4 of their last 5 home games. So for me, that is worth a fade. But again, no money line play here, only a pick on Werder Bremen. The final game, as I mentioned, features Union Berlin travelling to relegation-threatened Arminia Bielefeld. I do think this team will go down with Schalke, and it is going to be between Mons, Hertha Berlin and Cologne, I think, for who gets into that relegation playoff. But I think whoever gets there, they will end up winning the relegation playoff game anyway. What happens in the Bundesliga is that the team from Bundesliga 1 play the team who came third in Bundesliga 2. So the team that finished 18th play the team that finished third in Bundesliga 2. And that is who ends up playing in the Bundesliga next season. That's how it works. And Werder Bremen survived that playoff last season. And I think whoever ends up in that spot, be it Mons, be it Augsburg, be it Cologne, be it Hertha Berlin, I think all of those will survive here as well. But Arminia Bielefeld are trying to play themselves into that situation. They're trying to get themselves out of 17th spot. They are at home here against Union Berlin, but they are a significant underdog at 3-1. It's 23-10 the draw, and it's 19-20 on Union Berlin. It's difficult for me to take Union Berlin here as a significant favourite, but it's even more difficult to find a reason for Arminia Bielefeld. Yes, they got a 3-3 draw away to Bayern Munich, but Bayern Munich were coming back from the Club World Cup, and that was a bit of an anomaly. If you look at the rest of Arminia Bielefeld's form, they are winless in 5 league games, conceding 17 goals across that spell. So their watertight defence, where they were heavily cashing unders for us at the start of the season and narrowly losing games, that seems to have fallen apart. Whereas Union have lost only 5 of their 23 league games. They had a better start to the season where they were in Champions League contention. They have faded a little bit as of late, but they still do have a decent record, despite coming into this with just 1 win in 6. They also have 2 defeats in 6. So I don't see Arminia Bielefeld winning this game. Union have also conceded just 5 goals across their last 8 league games. So I do think we will see a low scoring game here, even though Arminia Bielefeld have conceded quite a few goals as of late. I do think there's value on the under. I do think Arminia Bielefeld will recognise that Union Berlin are the better team just based on what they did at the start of the season. And this is a much improved team, despite the fact they've had a dip in form. This is a team that were involved in a relegation battle last season, and they're nowhere near that now. So that's been impressive in itself. It's 4-6 on under 2.5 goals. And as I said, it's 19-20 on Union Berlin on the money line. If you want to take Union Berlin as a pick, that is available at 1-2. I don't really think that represents too much value. So if you must bet this game, have a little quarter unit on the money line. But my main lean here would be on the under, as this is a game that Arminia Bielefeld can't afford to lose. I do think they'll sit back and respect the better team. But ultimately, I think like most teams against Arminia Bielefeld, Union Berlin will make that breakthrough. And I think they'll be very disappointed not to come away with 3 points in this game and improve their league position and improve on what has already been a good overachieving season for a Union Berlin team that are expected to be involved in a relegation race. So that concludes this week's Bundesliga show. I will be returning in the week with the Champions League show. The EPL show was out nice and early. You can go and listen to that already. and there will be addition of the fight show added to the feed. Last week's fight show was a bit of a nightmare, a bit of a communication issue why that went out late. But this week's fight show covering the UFC card this weekend as Israel Adesanya returns to the octagon will be out nice and early in time for you guys to listen to it. So check that out over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed. That's it for me and this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.